Okay. It's been a week for me, you guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, whining.
It's been a week, but I'm okay now, you guys. I'm okay. I'm okay.
You want to tell us about your week, Danny?
They told.
Is that what you want to do? Is that what you're trying to get?
People like me. Yeah. You're a good person. Just smile. You look good today. Sorry, these are self-help things that help.
Well, let's get into the show, and then you can tell us about your week.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's talk.
All right.
About
it. Go. We're back for another episode of the show.
Episode 52.
Is it really?
Yeah. No, it's like 60.
Is it?
I think it's 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
Episode 60.
Pay attention.
Okay.
Wow.
As always, we got... Wow. Are you surprised?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, so are we.
I didn't know why people would keep watching you three.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
We don't either.
We're not sure. Who says they're watching? We do this for fun.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good reason to get together.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Gunny Matheson, Joe Schmidt, and tonight we have our special guest, Dwayne Latimer.
The legend.
Second time.
Two-time legendary, so, Dwayne Latimer.
Yeah, we're hoping that
legendary.
You know, old.
Legendary.
No, you were on our second show, I think.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
I think it was right at close to the beginning. Yeah,
I think it was.
You know how I got him on the show tonight?
Yeah, he lied.
I called him and I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" This is about 10 o'clock this morning, 9 o'clock this morning. "Yeah, just riding." "Hey, you want to have dinner tonight?" He says, "Yeah, I think I could do that." "All right, well, sounds good." He says, "What time?" I said, 6 o'clock. "Okay, where?" "Well, just come to my house and dress nice." And then he cussed me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the gig is up. I used to get people on our show by telling them, "Listen, you get all the proceeds to the videos. I mean, you make all the money. We're not going to make any of it." But the words got out. The royalties aren't worth it.
Yeah, the pay is poor.
The pay is poor.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
We tricked Dwayne, the legend, to get here. What's it feel like in your most humblest, as many words as possible, just being a legend in our eyes?
Yeah, how does it feel to be a legend?
Well, you know, if you really meant that, we could have a conversation. First, I'm not.
He does mean
you're full of shit.
No, I 100% mean it. But you're the most humblest person, if that's a word. I don't know if these are words yet.
Humblest. No, I think it's good. Yeah.
Has that been woked yet?
No, I think you're good with that.
The humblest, one of the most humble people I've met.
Most humble.
Yeah. So, you know, you're not somebody that brags or talks about yourself, but I look up to you. I look up to you more than I look up to Joe, and damn sure more than I look up to Tom.
To Tom.
I mean, well,
I appreciate
we both thanks, look man. Up to you.
So
more
there.
Than
so
we
don't
look up
that
to
make
him.
You feel good?
Sure it does.
Yeah,
100%.
So that's something pretty nice to say, Gunny. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a big really fan.
Is. Yeah.
I mean,
definitely.
This guy, this is the horse trainer's trainer. I mean, he's the man. Excuse me for a minute, you guys. It's getting hot in here, huh?
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
We got some belly.
Wow.
Hey, look at my t-shirt.
Okay.
Wow.
The show. Yeah.
Nice.
That hasn't been woke
that.
Yet.
That's
I like
good.
It.
That's pretty good, guys.
I said something on our show with Van Landingham. Well, should I bring it up again?
Should I say
the word again?
I think you should not.
Okay. Well.
It was fine.
I said something that was fine to say, but they didn't think so. So they're down there cracking up. Yeah. They are busting. And I'm like, what are they? I'm talking to Jason. What are they talking about? And then I finally figured it out. And my comment to them was, guys, that hasn't been woked yet. So
I got made a shirt. Monica make that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Monica made a shirt.
Well, it had to be
good.
Hey, did we turn off that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I was going to get Tom a shirt that says he's pretty good around the hole, but I just didn't get it done yet.
Yeah. We got a lot of good stuff out of Jason's show for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we got Dwayne here. What have you been up to?
Other than being legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah, legendary.
And humble.
Just riding, guys. It's hard just showing up being Dwayne, isn't it? Every day.
No, it's pretty easy. I don't have my sights set very high. It's okay. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, what's so obviously, for anybody that doesn't know, works for XCS, the Schumachers. And
I was thinking it was, sorry, were you mid thought? Can I interrupt?
No, I'm not.
I was thinking today as I was driving here. I wonder, it was Gina's birthday today or yesterday?
Yesterday, I think.
Yeah, and I was thinking, I wonder if Dwayne has just ever just reamed her out for something she was doing on a horse. Like, what are you doing? Have you ever done that? Or
No.
No.
Nope. No,
she's pretty good.
I have told her when she's been making mistakes. Yes.
Yeah, but not like Tom used to tell me.
No.
No, nothing like that.
No.
Constructive criticism. Well, I think we've grown, both of us. We've grown.
Yeah, for sure. And how you treat a young lady like that and you, that's two different things. It's not the same scale. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Apples and oranges.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you're a little apples more.
Apples and little, rotten oranges.
A little bigger than an apple.
Well, you're more like a gunner and she's more like a whiz or something. Yeah. You know, you just got to use the right tool for the right job.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yep.
That's fair. So you guys gearing up? I guess you're going to go to Tulsa.
Yeah, we're going to go school at Tulsa, and then
run for the million.
Go try to qualify at Run for the Million.
You got one. Obviously, Gina's probably going to show.
She's got two. She's going to try.
Yeah.
She's going to step you.
Going to show faithful.
Yeah, going to step you, and then the six-year-old stud.
What's
the six-year-old? Then I'm going to show two. Be my last time I'm going to try. That's it.
Hey, what's the 6-year-old?
If I qualify good, if not, I'm never going back again.
What?
This is it.
Well, you're not a quitter.
No, I have time to, I'm not trying to qualify again. This is it. I'm taking two horses I like, and if I can't do it, I'm getting too old.
I'm too old. What? I'm too old. I'm not good enough. No. And gosh dang it, people dislike me.
I think I'm going to qualify.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you're too.
I need a goal.
I think you're legendary.
I'm not.
You want to put your back up against the wall.
No, I'm just, I have two good horses, and if I can't do it on them, I know where I'm at.
No, I mean, the thing is, you can't have that attitude. You got to go in there. Well, I mean, win, lose, or draw. You know, shit just happens. But when you're still horse training and horse training good, I look up to that because you're way older than me. And I think if Dwayne can still horse train,
gives you something to look forward to.
I got some time.
I got some time for you.
Yeah. You start quitting, and then he's going to start quitting even more than normal.
Shit.
I'm not quitting. I just said I'm not going to go. I'm going to try this one time.
Well, that's what I mean. That's it. This is your last try.
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit.
Okay, so what if you qualify? Are you going to try next year, too?
Well, we'll see then.
Okay.
I said this is the last. I might change my mind. Come on.
Well, you can't say you're too old. You can't say that.
Well, I have good horses right now, you know?
Yeah, but don't you worry, Dwayne. If you go out there and you show like you're old and you go real slow and it's just, I'll tell you.
We'll tell you. Okay. We'll be like, okay. Dude.
I appreciate that.
Ask Todd Summers. Told him a couple times.
Going too slow.
Come on, Toddy Waddy.
Made a difference, too. Showed good at the fraternity.
Yeah. Big time.
That's right.
He did.
He called me.
Absolutely.
You see me? I went fast. You see me? I know, Todd. I was there, but I was cheering for you.
Yeah.
You see me?
Very good. So what are you showing?
What are you showing? What's Gina showing?
I'm going to show the pale whiskey, and then I'm going to show the Gunner Special Night.
So that's a whiskey and diamonds out of the pale face mare that Craig won the fraternity on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the Gunner Special Night is?
Judy's a little moody.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And he is how old?
They're both five-year-olds.
Okay.
So that's kind of the magic year for me, usually, that I like.
You said Gina was showing a six-year-old stud, huh?
I can't remember his name. Guapo. She was second on at the fraternity on him.
Is it a dumb or trash out, Little Miss Attitude?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's your days looking like now?
What do you mean by what are my days looking
like? Like you get up in the morning, you eat oatmeal,
I know you. And I know you kind of like to be done early-ish.
Yeah, I do.
Still the same?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You start early, though.
Well, I don't know about early. I start at, 7.
That's early.
7:30.
That's early.
And, then I ride until I'm done. I don't stop.
What time are you starting, Gunny?
7.
Mm.
Good for you.
Yeah. I get up at 5 o'clock every day. I'm a new person.
And what do you do between 5 and 7?
I watch TV. I have a coffee. I relax. I
get ready for your 7 o'clock start time.
You get mentally ready for your day.
I sit in a corner facing east, and I go
facing east.
I think that's a thing. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, I like the fact that Gunny has finally figured out what it's like to have to work for a living.
Yeah, I'm in some serious debt, you guys. I got to catch up.
Just trying to pay the bills.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And I don't know if you know, Dwayne, but since the last time you were here, Joe's kind of semi-retired.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he's kind of got things going his way.
He went on two vacations.
Two vacations this
year. Two vacations.
Well, but I went on two vacations last year, too.
One was 1 week long and one was 2 weeks long.
Yeah.
How many vacations have you taken lately?
About like that.
Yeah.
Or longer.
Really?
Legendary. Okay.
Ooh, Tom, right, we're doing something
wrong.
That's
how you do it. Yeah. That's
we're
how you
doing
do it.
Something wrong, Tom.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So you head off to Montana a couple times a year.
Yeah. Yeah, at least. Yeah. Yeah. I do.
And you like
I took 3 weeks this last after the fraternity this year.
So
I needed a break to.
Yeah, but your horses are broke enough to do that. I mean, mine, Tom's.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
Well, I know. I mean, I don't know how broke yours are, but I know ours are always like a little bit like that. You know,
I have some I like this year, anyways. So.
Did you get good snowmobiling?
No, nothing. Not
really?
A damn thing.
Just no snow.
I did one road ride, maybe 8-9 miles, but that was it. There was no snow.
I think winter's breaking early.
When I went up there to, I was going to snowmobile and do all that fun stuff. So what I did was, is I rented a skid steer and I cut up dead trees and did. You know, weeks worth of
that's
work
fun
there.
Though. That's toy yeah. fun. Yeah. I love driving skid steer.
I mean, I
went
like
through
a
four
skid
chainsaw
steer.
Blades.
Oh yeah, that sucks.
No, thanks. I didn't
did some farming. Man. Well,
it's yeah. own place, just making it nice.
Yeah,
so.
But no snow. That's a bummer.
Yeah, it was a real bummer.
I would say history says you're safer with a chainsaw than you are with a four wheeler or a snowmobile.
I don't know.
No, you're
that.
Pretty handy on a snowmobile.
No, he gets hurt a lot.
Oh, that's right. That
yeah,
yeah,
not on
that's
a snowmobile.
Right. Wasn't it? I thought it was a snowmobile.
Just once.
Oh, the four wheeler is
yeah,
when you hurt,
yeah,
you hurt
yeah.
your tailbone.
Yeah, when he had to ride around at the horse show with a donut.
Yes,
and a snowmobile too.
Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah,
flipped on me once.
That's yeah. right. But then didn't you fall in the tub too? You fell in the tub here, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that was back in the drinking days.
Oh, gotcha. But was that had to do? That was the same time, right?
No, wasn't it was three separate things.
No, but he still had the donut from the time before.
Before.
Yeah, so he's riding around at the donut with the donut.
Yeah, I remember that.
Never had a donut.
No, huh? It was some sort of thing you had taped on there. Yeah.
Like one of those flying neck donut. Pillows that he had taped to the saddle.
Yeah, it was some.
Is that what it was?
No, if I would have thought of that, I'd have tried anything, I can promise you.
Yeah.
That's when your tailbone's out of whack, it's not a fun time.
Yeah, you broke your tailbone.
Yeah, several times, yeah.
Yeah. See, I tell you, he falls down a lot. I mean, he's a really, really good horse trainer, but he falls down a lot.
Walking is trouble.
I fell once. The other times involved vehicles.
Oh.
Four-wheeler and snowmobiles.
So vehicles and showers are tough for you.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's my two tough times.
That's an okay thing. I mean, that's normal for some people, isn't it?
I guess.
I personally avoid
old people.
I personally avoid vehicles, but not.
I would suggest try not to break your tailbone.
Yeah. No, they say it's painful as hell.
No, there's lots of things more painful, I'm sure. But
no, I think
it's kind of hard as a horse trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody, probably his wife, took the keys from him, too. If there would have been snow on the ground, even. No.
Yeah, might have been.
No,
I've slowed a lot. I've slowed down a lot.
Yeah, but you can't be doing that too much because, like I say,
I
got a little buffer there, like I'm feeling. As long as Dwayne can do it, I'm good for a little while.
Right. It keeps you inspired.
So you have to continue to be training those good horses and winning because I can still dream.
Yeah, you got to keep us inspired, Dwayne.
I think. Well, we'll give her a whirl.
Have you done much of the side-by-side racing up on the track up there?
No, I screwed around with it a little bit, yeah, just having fun and stuff. Yeah,
because...
Yeah. Yeah, so let's back up. So Schumacher's built a...
Like a mud track.
Pretty substantial track.
For a UTV side-by-side.
Correct.
Like
the jumps and all the stuff.
The kind of track you would expect them to build.
Yeah.
I mean, something you would get hurt on.
Yeah. Not the track I would
do. It's in a 20-acre field.
Okay.
So it's got a little size to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
And you don't have your own personalized side-by-side yet?
I do not, no. And I never will.
Why not?
I'd have too much fun. I'm afraid I'd
tailbone.
Tailbone. Here goes the tailbone. Yeah.
How fast those things get to going around there?
I don't know. Because when you're going fast, you're sure as hell not looking down.
I bet Ian's side by side will go 80 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, I bet
it
sure.
goes.
That one, yeah, those ones would. Yeah.
I bet those competition ones could go up to 100 miles per hour.
Didn't him and Robbie have some sort of competition?
Like a mutter competition.
Yep, they went. They ended up third, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Robbie
Berte.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Italian Robbie.
He drives good. Yeah. He drives pretty good.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty fun jumping them things and stuff. That takes a lot of guts to do that, though, huh?
Well, yeah. That's how dangerous scary. Is it? Because there's real
I don't think there's anything you could happen to them because you're stuck in there like you can't hardly move. I mean, you can do this. You
know? Yeah, I saw a picture of that. It's got the whole...
Yeah, they have everything around your head. Your shoulders are, like, locked in with a whatever, 4 or 5 point harness.
Yeah.
You're not moving.
So you can roll it and you'd be
I think you would. I mean, I didn't do that, and I don't want to do that, but, yeah.
We went to Troy Heights once for the New Year party, and that customer, his cart, took me out in a wash in a Polaris Ranger of his. We had helmets on, and that was about as much fun as a guy could have with his clothes on. Yeah. Can I say that? Dude, I'm so subconscious about what I can and can't say now.
Yeah, no, you're good with that.
Okay. It was fun.
Yeah. I mean, In the side-by-side or with Kurt?
No, in the side-by-side. Okay, just driving in the wash.
Just trying to be clear.
Yeah. Well,
they're a lot of fun, for sure.
Yeah.
So what do you do for fun?
Me?
Yeah. You do something for fun.
Do you take up golfing?
You lost all this weight. No. You working out? You working out all the time?
You are working out.
I don't work out that much.
Stretch a lot.
I stretch a lot. Yeah.
Because you used to be like, you used to be a big old boy.
Yeah, well, I don't eat as much.
You were never a big old boy.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He just had a belly. It wasn't a big old boy.
No, I had a lot of weight.
Yeah, he's a big old boy. I bet he's lost 50 pounds.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, so now we know the number.
Oh, don't do that, huh? Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't do this? Is that what you said?
Okay, all right.
And you've done it by... So this is a good... Hey, because I'm trying to lose weight. I can't, but you've done it by...
But you've lost it.
I've lost thousands of pounds. Yeah,
he has experienced loss. Hey, the book's coming out soon.
I don't know.
Well, that's what I told him last week. If he could write down the diet that he does, we need to put it on Instagram, TikTok. It's gonna go viral.
I think it would do good.
Because you were saying just eat. You can eat pizza, cupcakes, all that, just in moderation. You can eat all those foods, just less, and you will lose weight.
Are we really going
that's
there?
That's what it was. That's what you were saying.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? That's what you were saying.
And you know what? That used to work. And when you and I were having that discussion, that got a little heated. Because you were being an ass.
Right. You're right.
And you were wrong until I got home and I got on the scale. Yeah. And, man, that scale is a son of a bitch.
Well, and didn't you say you just punched it?
Yeah,
earlier?
I did punch the scale. Took a little, like a little skin right
off the third knuckle.
Yeah, it was the scale's fault.
Yeah,
I don't like that. That scale's not my friend.
Yeah.
Not at all. Well, when you expect it to be one thing,
yeah, and it's not.
And it's not. You feel like you've failed in life.
Yeah,
you really do.
Well, then don't use it.
Yeah, like we were saying, the scale, the numbers.
I don't own one. Yeah, I really don't.
Yeah, but you eat once a day.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. I would kill somebody at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, have a handful of peanuts then.
No, he does prosciutto and olives.
Oh,
or grapes. Right. It was grapes for a while, right?
Or popcorn.
Well, he was peanuts for a while.
Popcorn, or quinoa,
It was something.
Broccoli. Pistachios. That's what it
pistachios.
Was.
Pistachios. But then there was something else. It was grapes. It was grapes and something else.
You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh. Well, at least you keep it fresh.
What's that?
I've been working on my reduction of swearing too. I've been taking therapy on it. I've been reading books on it. So thanks for picking up the slack for me, Tom.
Oh yeah. No, well, these guys get under. They know what gets under my skin a little.
That's pretty good.
I told Mandy the other day.
It's hot in here, isn't it? Is it hot in here to you? I mean, it's warm. Good.
This
is not a normal Tom Tuchin-esque house.
You don't do the Bert Kreischer. Yeah,
you
didn't
turn your air conditioning on yet.
Yeah, it is a lot warmer.
Yeah, one layer at a time.
It doesn't offend me. It didn't offend me to show belly on the show. Okay, you guys, it doesn't offend me.
It offended the rest of us, though.
I don't care. I mean, my toes used to offend people. I mean, they always do.
Oh, that's right, yes.
I live my life. I enjoy myself, and I was hot at the moment, and I'm still hot. So, excuse me for a minute.
Well, I looked to Mandy for just a little bit of, because I was beaten down mentally. Yeah. I needed a little bit of support.
Yeah.
And because I was frustrated. I don't know if I was eating that good, but there were several times I was hungry.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign, right? In a diet, I was hungry a lot, at least once a day.
Yeah.
And I got on the scale, and I didn't see any results.
I think you need to ditch the scale. You said you got your jeans that are your smaller jeans and all. That's what you need to be going
you
by.
You
want to
have a conversation
when you can get in your smaller
talking?
Jeans.
I mean, what are you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
No, that's what Dwayne, don't you think?
What?
Rather than having the scale, he needs to see if he's doing good by his smaller jeans, how the
of
smaller
course.
Jeans
yeah,
fit.
That's
see?
Pretty much all I
the number is crap. You can't go by the number. That's what everybody does. That's what screws it up. You got to figure out how well your clothes fit and how you feel when you're working and doing stuff. You're trying to go by some number that doesn't mean anything.
What makes you a professional?
Dwayne, right there. He's the
I'm
one
not
that
a professional.
Look at.
The legend.
How about
yeah,
once a
he's
week?
He's a legend.
Huh?
How about once a week?
Weigh yourself once a week or once every 2 weeks.
I did, and it didn't go down. That's why I punched it. That's why I...
Oh, hell.
That's why I punched it.
Yeah.
No. But this new diet's going to work great.
Yes. No, like you said, the list that yeah. foods, it looks good. If you can keep to that.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be it's going to work
like
out real
Dwayne
good.
Dwayne was saying do the yoga.
You know what, hey, Tom, you know, actually I got an idea.
Yeah.
I got an idea. Cuz I've been like pretty active with my doctor lately, getting my blood work done and getting all my shit going right.
And you also have lost a lot of weight.
I've lost some weight. I feel good. They pulled blood on me last week, and as she's pulling it out, I mean, she goes, this is going to make you feel better. I promise you, you should donate blood once or twice a year. Maybe you could donate, a pint of blood every 6 months because a little pint
how much
of
is
blood.
It's going to take more than that?
A couple pounds. You could bleed yourself.
I think it's going to take more than that.
Right here. There's my doc.
And did you feel better?
Yeah, I feel great.
So you could go give blood and then weigh yourself right after. That made you feel real good.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better if you donate blood a couple days later. It makes you feel better.
How much is a pint of blood? How many pounds is that, you think?
2 pounds?
A pint? 2 pounds?
2.47 pounds.
A gallon
no
is what, seven or
water.
Eight? 7 or 8 of water.
Yeah, but I think
about
blood's
blood,
denser
blood,
than blood's thicker
probably.
Than water.
There you go. You could bleed off 5 pounds.
Huh? I could.
Oh, man.
This went sideways.
We're supposed to be talking to Dwayne here.
Yeah, this went sideways. Bad.
Do we have any videos we could queue up where we can make
fun
of Dwayne in front of Dwayne?
The photo of you on going over the front on that cow horse from last week,
yeah.
That's classic. You need to put that up again because you only had it up for like 2 seconds. We were talking to Randy about going down the fence and when Tom almost ate it in Ardmore and flew off the front.
They
that's
found
a great
the
photo
and photo. Posted it?
Yeah.
I'm such a fan
it was
of the
great.
Show, I didn't watch.
That was a great photo. We should have like talked about that more.
It was, but I wasn't close to falling off.
No, but I mean, you were out of shape, though.
Yeah, oh, I was
out
of shape.
Out of shape.
You could say I was out of
no,
shape.
No, you weren't close to falling off.
No.
You were 75%
but you were,
of the
your
way
foot
there.
Was out of stirrup. You ever been down the fence?
Yeah, he was at the times. Same show. Have he you? Showed.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Did you show at that charity thing?
He showed at the charity thing, and they whistled his cow off of him, and he walked to the gate, and he goes, I'm not going back in there.
I was out of air.
Oh, it was
you? Out of air?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. He was fat then.
That horse, I knew it. There was no way that thing could run again.
Oh, his horse really? Was out of air.
Oh, the horse, horse was out of air.
I thought
me
you
too,
made
though.
You.
Oh, okay.
Both of us.
So you worked for Avila. When did you go down the fence? Was it when you worked for Avila?
A little bit then, but after I went back, I did quite a bit of cow horse when I went back to Alberta.
So you went to... How old were you when you went to where you worked at Avila's?
I went to Avila's. I wrote my 80s. Final exam... And went there the next day. So
final exam for high school?
Yes.
Because you never went to college.
No.
No.
No. Just went to... Yeah. And then went
to
Avila's. Yeah, I did.
What was that like, Dad? Avila's.
Oh, it was eye-opening, I guess. You know.
Did you get along with him? Did y'all get along? Did y'all work well together?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
No, we had our times, for sure. Yeah.
Who was there with you?
Well, when I first got there, Tom St. Hilaire was there, and then Mike Edwards came on board.
Tom St. Hilaire's a great horse trainer.
Yeah, he's a great horse trainer. I learned a lot from him. But, Avila's was good. But you know what? We'd work so we'd worked so much at home and so hard that, you know, that was, wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
We're going there and working, you know.
Yeah. It was just like at home.
It was a regimented hours there, and I'd never been around that. So
it was probably a vacation from your dad.
Not a vacation, but it wasn't that hard.
But he's turned out a lot of good horse trainers.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, there's something he's doing right as far as, you know, what he imprints into everybody. There's something he's
doing. Attention to detail.
But you know what? I've seen, so you and I have known each other forever, and I've kind of seen your progression. I feel like when you really, when it really got good is probably when you came back here after Italy. And when you went to work for Loomis, it was like when you were at Carol Rose's, you were like you were turning that corner, and then when you went to work for Loom, everything just took off.
Yeah, probably. That's probably true. That's fair.
That's when you took legendary status, in my mind. I was just a kid. I was a high school kid. You won $1 million in like 3 or 4 years, Dwayne. You didn't know that. I know you didn't know that because you don't keep track of stupid stats like that. But I do. I was a kid, very influenced.
But you know what? That $1 million in three or four years then, today it'd be $2 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that you could say that same, like Bob would be, well, you know, he's won, what, 7 fraternities?
Yeah.
You know,
six.
Okay, 6 fraternities. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, Bob and a lot of the older guys, right?
I mean, if you compare it,
you can't compare it because it's two different eras.
Yeah.
What was that like, though, working for Bob? Was he riding a whole bunch whenever you went to work for him?
No, I mean, he still rode, you know, quite a bit. That first year, maybe 2 years, he was still showing, right? Okay. And then he pretty much shut it down.
Huh. And just
but he wasn't showing that much. You know, he was looking for a place to exit. And then it just worked out for me and him.
Yeah, he had a lot of stuff going on, so it was an easy exit. You know, I had some clients one time that bought some horses from me, but they were into the Longhorns first. And I told them I wanted to breed their mares. They had a couple of brood mares, and I said, well, let's breed them to Topsail Whiz. I said, and Bob Loomis owns Topsail Whiz. And they go, Bob Loomis? The Longhorn guy? Yeah, that's the guy. They said, you know him? You know Bob Loomis, the Longhorn guy? So, I mean, Bob's had a huge impact. I mean, I think listening to people, I don't know anything about the Longhorn business, but he's impacted that business probably as much or more than he impacted the...
Yeah, you're 100% correct. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because they changed the way they measured the horns or sold the horns or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big deal.
He pushed the competition.
Yeah.
So he kind of created that whole thing. So, yeah. Or helped create it.
He created the tip to tip on the Longhorns, right? He was the first guy.
There was stuff like that.
He took that and made that a thing.
And, you know, not everybody maybe would agree with me, but I feel like when you went to Bob's, that was the tipping point for a Whiz. If you don't go, I don't know that he goes in the direction he does. And then you go to Bob's, and you come out with Top Gun and Conquistador. And
he's being humble. See, he's wiggling, not wanting to agree with you. But
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that helped, right? Because there's enough good hands in the industry that they just have to see one or two people do good on them and how they did it, and they'll deal with them, even if they are maybe more difficult or you have to change what you're doing to make it work. And you know, the industry as a whole, they figure that stuff out.
And at that point, you weren't there yet. You were on your way up, so you start winning on them, and people think, well, if Dwayne could win on them, they got it. And then they found out that you had a very good system for those horses.
Yeah, well, think about it. I rode Major Bonanzas and then Pepper Prides. Guess what? The Whizzes aren't that tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I'm not taking nothing away from either of those families, but they could do a lot, but they were a lot of damn work.
For sure. And I mean,
they were cutting bread to think, and
not the Pepper Prides, but
they weren't Pepper Prides, Pepper Pride. Joe Cody bread.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Pepper Pride was a horse in Italy. Lucio Federini owned that horse.
Oh. Yeah.
And he was a good horse. He was a very good horse. And I mean, anybody from that generation, from our generation, we've said this all the time on the show. The horses today, you can make mistakes on, and they forgive you. The mm-hmm. horses we rode when we were kids, if you screwed it up, you were dealing with it for a month or forever. Right? You agree with that?
Probably forever.
Yeah.
Well, like a whiz back then, if you rode them wrong, you were paying for it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different game. And I think that's where the gunners really change the game, because I think you can make a lot of mistakes on a gunner and they'll forgive you and come back out the next day and just do it over again, you know? I think that was, to me, that's the biggest thing that I see about the gunner and a lot of the next group of trainers, that, you know, that they could be a little bit more aggressive and get away with making mistakes because those horses were more forgiving. You know, we didn't really have, when you and I were first starting, there wasn't so many specifically reining bred horses. You know, now we've bred the best mares to the best studs for so long that they know their jobs.
Yeah. No, that's what about certainly where, way, way easier. That's for sure.
What about where our breeding is going? There's a lot of gunner. What do y'all think about it, being where you've been all over the world and breeding programs? There's not really, I don't know, it doesn't feel like there's any real cornerstone stallions left, because whenever I worked for you, there was Little Rough Peppy and Shining Spark and Topsail Whiz and Hollywood Dunnett. And now everything has gunner on the papers damn near.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get away from that, that's for sure.
And what scares me a little bit, that we've touched on a little bit before, is with all these programs that take so much money to put your stud in, it just narrows the field.
Narrows and the gene pool.
It's good. You know, it's great. We all love winning the money.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not taking away from anybody that's putting on these programs, but it is limiting, because if you have a great mare, you want to breed her to a stud that's eligible for all that stuff. And it's only the top studs that can afford to do it. So I feel like it really...
And it would cost a ton of money to promote an outcross.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And time.
Exactly.
I had somebody call me the other day they've got a cow horse that showed down at the Derby. And I don't know, he was in the top two or three of the rein work. And he was like... He's a very, you know, it looks like he could be a very legitimate reining or reining horse sire. And they're asking me advice about how, you know, what should I put them in these programs, or, you know, I would like to. It's tricky, because you're going to put them in. Who's going to breed to them?
Yeah.
You know, it's so hard to promote those horses. So I don't know. We need the outcross. But he really, for anybody to even notice him, he really needs to come over here to the reining horse world and win something for people to go, oh, yeah. I mean, a great outcross.
Or if he had a couple of offspring on the ground that went the reining route versus the...
Right.
That might make, make more sense.
And by the time you get there, you're 100,000 in just in putting them in programs and do it, and you're hoping those two or three work and...
Yeah.
I mean, if you got a huge bank account and just want to promote your horse, then it's easy. But if you're trying to make it work, it's tough. It's tough. And that's what scares me right now.
I'm curious as to where it's going. I'm just very curious as to where it's going, because...
With all the programs?
With all the programs and the pedigree, because... Those programs are creating the largest gelding incentive we've ever seen. And a lot of the buyers are just looking for horses that are eligible for those programs. So,
yeah, no doubt.
So what's the solution?
I don't know. That's a great question.
It's a dilemma.
And then, mm-hmm. I mean, the NRHA stuff pays enough. If you're not in that program, you can still have a very valuable horse.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So the NRHA stuff pays enough, but it just seems like everything's getting incentivized to a very narrow group, like you said. So I wonder if it has staying power. People giving that money. year after year?
I don't know. That's a great question, and I own several studs. I think as long as the studs are breeding mares and those programs continue, I think the staying power is there. What scares me is, you know, two things scare me that are kind of related. One is the shrinking of the gene pool, and two is NRHA and NRBC both set records this year for full enrollments. Where every horse trainer I know is full. Every horse trainer I know. We're riding 150 head. You know, and everybody I talk to, I mean, I've sent horses to you and to Trent Harvey and to Hava. And I mean, we don't have enough room for them.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I feel like everybody's in the same position. Everybody's full.
I got room for you, baby.
Well,
sorry, I didn't mean.
But you're full too.
Yeah.
You know, you bailed me out because I needed someplace to go with some horses.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that I wonder a little about going forward is what's going to happen. Now, there was a lot of yearlings this year, and the legacy sale and the NRHA fraternity sale both averaged higher than they ever have.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't been affected yet. But when we keep throwing those numbers at, the problem is, we're not developing horse trainers fast enough. Right. You know, to me, that's the biggest problem in our industry is we are not developing horse trainers fast enough. And I think it is good. I think it's bad for Europe that their top guys are coming over here. But I think it's good for us to have more horse trainers that are capable of training a horse. And, you know, some of the South Americans coming here. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. I don't know. I don't know what you think, Dwayne, but that's the thing that I think we're going to have to deal with more than anything. That's a little bit the unknown is we're having more colts. There's 30.
I think there's going to be. I mean, and that's not our biggest year, right?
No, the yearling set. Right. Built, yeah, it's getting bigger.
We're building to the biggest yet. So, yeah, no, there's going to be a lot of horses around.
And they have
to. It's going to drop the prices for sure. Not the good ones, not the ones that get trained, not the ones that are at the main places, but, you know, there's going to be some deals around for sure.
Do you think it's going to drop the prices? Because there's every horse show we go to, I mean, it's 8 a.m. till 10 p.m., it seems like.
Right.
I mean, we're busy. The NRBC was bigger than ever. The Derby had more entries than ever. Did the non-pro Derby not have?
I don't think it'll drop the prices at the top end even remotely.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the whole filling up.
There'll be some buys in the yearling sales, you're thinking.
No, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not right away.
It wasn't last year.
It wasn't last year.
I don't think so.
No, I really don't.
Last year if you were thinking, oh, I want the ones that are the very best mares.
There wasn't last year even if you wanted a $15,000 yearling.
No.
Mm-mm.
I didn't know.
No, because the year before that, I bought six yearlings that were $12,000, $13,000, $15,000. And this year, I bought two yearlings, and they were 26 and 33,000. You couldn't touch anything for that 50. I couldn't touch anything in those sales. You bought three. Normally, you buy 10, 12, 15.
That is
you
correct.
You bought three.
Yeah, that's correct. When I walk away from a sale with three head, it's a good sale.
Yeah.
That means I couldn't because, yeah, you sit there and watch me buy 10, 11, 12, 14. And, I mean, it's... So the sales are still good, but I guess what concerns me as much, they have to be better because recips are more expensive, vets are more expensive, everything's
more expensive. Way more expensive.
Yeah.
What about yearlings and broodmares and stuff? Do you do much of that anymore, Dwayne?
No.
Yeah. No. You just focus on your.
I am. I mean, I've got a couple of young mares that I'm gonna move back into that a little bit. We'll see. I got a 3-year-old filly and 2-year-old filly.
What are they?
Well, Spooks got away.
Cool.
Well, and here's the thing about that. I think how you do it is the smartest way to do it because You don't have huge numbers, but you do a really good job on the numbers that you have. And there's so much money to win now. We have no intention of having 150 horses in training. That was never our goal. Like that's, I don't want that many horses, but it is so hard for Mandy and I to, we remember the days of being poor. And so when somebody calls and says, hey, I got a couple of two-year-olds I want to send, it's so counterintuitive for me to say no.
Yeah.
But we're to that point, you know, we're to the point where it's, I don't know, with all the money there is to win. So the 100X is new. And wasn't it the number one payout this year? Didn't I see it was the number one show for payout?
I didn't look at statistics. I don't know.
2.4 million, I think it paid out. I think, didn't I see that somewhere? Anybody know?
Anyone?
Anybody? Yeah, but anybody Bueller, research squad,
Bueller.
That's
Bueller.
All the stuff.
That's all their shows?
No, I'm just, no, because that was at Tulsa last year. Are they calling the invitation, the whole show?
Yes,
paid
yes, yes, yes.
They're all calling
not the 100X by itself. Right. That's not going to happen right. This year.
Right, right, right. Right. That show. Yeah. But it'll still probably pay the same, just not that show. Because now they have pay more because now they have the million in Paris. And I mean that's crazy. I mean $1 million reining in Paris is phenomenal. Are you guys going?
No.
Gina going?
I don't know if she is or not. She has no horses over there.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll ship something. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, they have no horses, I don't think left.
Oh really?
Yeah, I think the last one came.
But they still have the place.
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah.
What if they had a boat that they could ship the horses on and build a track on the deck of the boat where you could ride them every day that you're on your way over
on
there?
On the boat. Now, that is a good idea. I'm with that. Huh? That sounds like fun. You could have just a big barge with a slide big track.
Barge. Sometimes, slide track.
Yes. Sometimes there's bad weather, guys.
Yeah. This is what I, Dwayne, this is what I deal with.
No, you're right.
Take those days
the
off.
Bad weather.
You think my job's easy, Dwayne? This is what I deal with. Yeah.
But you could have a cover
I deal on with the customers. Arena.
But I don't think the arena moving like this or like this is going to be too.
Yeah, but they have those pool tables on the.
There could be something to that. Think how coordinated those horses would be. Like that.
After a while, wouldn't they?
Just a little. I'm just going to inject a little bit of something that I know about that situation.
Arena on a barge?
Similar, but no.
So they did that before?
A guy that I used to work for in Italy. Shipped a ton of horses from Argentina to Italy, and they had a pretty good loss because horses don't do great with the movement of
the ship. Oh, really?
Like they just got sick?
Yeah, they would get sick and die.
They lose about 20%.
Yeah, they had a pretty big loss.
How long were they on the boat?
I don't know if the number's 20%, but it was a good loss. And Dwayne might know because
I'm making that. I don't remember.
We don't make shit up here, Dwayne. I don't know what kind of thing you think we're running here.
You said 20%. Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, the number is 20%.
But I'm guessing.
Yeah. We don't make shit up here.
Nowadays, it would be way less.
How long were they on the boat?
Like how long's the boat around? No. How long's the boat line? You're smarter than me.
I don't know.
Hate to admit it, but for that stuff.
No, you're right.
I think
three weeks,
wasn't it?
Was it?
Oh, wow.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah,
and then it is just better to put them on a plane.
They just throw them overboard.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's the part. I didn't know that.
That's dead.
Well, what else are they going to do with them?
Yeah, what else are they going to do with them?
It's still pretty
bad.
Think
of all the sharks you fed the whole way
right,
across
the
ocean.
Yeah,
what is it bad?
Circle of life, NRBC.
Well, I mean, just be a grown-up for a minute, will you? I mean, what else are you going to do with them?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, hey, it's
still
tough.
It's still tragic.
Real life is tough, Joe. Yeah. Real life is tough, even though you're semi-retired right now.
No, it's like the lion killing the antelope. It just happens.
Yes, yes.
You know
What? I had this cut. Okay, I'm just going to get sidetracked
right
for a minute. I had this conversation with somebody the other day. I'm not a hunter. I don't shoot shit. I don't mind people that shoot stuff because I watch a lot of animal videos. A bullet is the best way.
Oh yeah,
one of them things can die because if a lion gets it, they eat it and they start a lot of times from the wrong end and
they're still alive.
Alive.
Yeah, no, that would suck.
That was kind of a downer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Yeah. Can we?
Well, you started. You started with throwing horses overboard.
Yeah.
And then
can we talk about like a horse that Dwayne's riding or something? Yeah. Now? Can we move on?
I mean, yeah. Let's move on.
God.
I don't even know.
That was.
Tough. I just. Meh, but it was real.
Yeah. That's. It was worldly information.
Yeah.
For sure. The 20% of death rate.
I don't know that it was 20. It might have been 10.
Yeah.
I think Dwayne was exaggerating.
I think I was.
But he might be right. I don't know.
What
about the cold spell that we had a couple weeks ago? What'd you do that
week? What did I do that week?
Yeah, you weren't riding horses. It was 8 degrees outside. Yeah.
I rode one horse on Monday on the coldest day because somebody was coming to look at it on Wednesday to buy. So then I wanted it to be gone. So I rode that horse Monday.
You can't say
did that. Did they sell it? Did you sell it?
You can't say that.
Yeah, I sold it.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. You didn't want it to be gone. I mean, it was a very nice horse.
It just wasn't good enough for his
time. It is a very nice horse, is what he meant to say. He loved it.
Yeah.
Wasn't good
enough.
No, it was good enough. We just wanted to sell it.
Yeah, it's good enough for somebody else.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Need a new zip code.
Hey, we all have those.
Yeah.
We are actually, we got a lot of really good horses for sale right now.
You guys need some horses.
TMraining.com.
Yeah.
But that was kind of miserable for a couple days.
It was cold, man.
Isn't that cold?
Oh, it was cold.
That was horrible. Hey, Not as bad as a couple years ago.
I was trying to sell some horses over here.
Yeah. That's right. We had
Go ahead. We're talking.
We had a commercial.
I had two water tanks we could carry around with the skid steer to water everything.
Yeah.
Pulled all the yearlings in so they didn't go in a pond. That one time last year, our neighbors had one die getting out on the pond.
Okay, now we're back to
dead
horses.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, two years ago, we had three go in.
Yeah, but you saved them all.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
They all lived. I didn't think they were going to, but they did.
That's a happy ending.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good story.
They were so cold. That's
a great story.
They were shivering.
Oh, shivering. Laying on the ground.
And then that's a little,
did any of them
blankets on?
Yeah.
Brought some heaters.
Put them in the heat. Yeah.
Okay. Now that being said,
heater,
read them a story. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Then we got them up enough to get them to the barn.
Did that being said, did any of them turn out to be real good horses because they appreciate that day?
Well,
that's
a good question.
Were any of them like rotten study now? Like
brain damage, maybe.
Yeah.
They were the fillies.
Do any of them like have any issues turning to the left or stepping out of lead?
Not that I remember.
Okay.
No.
What are you thinking? It was all the dumb ones that went in there?
I don't know. Maybe.
Sometimes.
Well, it would make sense a little bit.
Well, they're not really. They don't really know what ice is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until they go through it.
Yeah, that's fair.
What else?
Well, but.
What else, Tom?
What else, Tom?
I can go back to, okay, we got a lot of good horses for sale right now.
TMraining.com.
TMraining.com.
391 ride, or what is your phone number again?
Oh, yeah. It used to be that. Is that still our number?
Was it?
390 ride.
390 ride.
How about that?
743.
I've had that forever.
Did you intentionally do that?
Of course he did.
Really?
Of course I did.
I guess I didn't.
How do you accidentally do that?
I don't know. Thought it was just, luck or something.
I don't have any luck, Joe.
Yeah. You have three choices on each letter, so, right?
Yeah. In the old days.
Yeah, in the old days, yeah.
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 It can't be slot. That's five.
Slid.
Oh, slid.
Past tense.
Slid.
Slid. Oh,
she slid. I don't know when she did it, but she did one, boys.
How many horses do you guys keep around there in training?
We're right now.
We know you're full. Everybody's full.
Yeah, no, I know that. But they have quite a few 2-year-olds on the other deal. But like about 60 right now, we're at.
Jeez Louise.
60 that you're.
That's riding. A lot, though. That's more than normal, right?
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, everybody. Yeah. Are you having trouble? Are you okay with help?
Well, I mean, we're right to the. Yeah, we're okay this minute.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, we're going to be short, too. I mean, we could use one more person, but those people don't exist. So you either start with someone that's super green and start, I mean,
DwayneLatimerRaining.com. You find a job.
No, but go to TM.com first. Yeah. Way more fun in our place. No, but that's
probably so.
I have never seen in you're not on Facebook.
No,
I've
I'm not.
Never seen no. so many people on Facebook looking for help.
Yeah. Riders or just anybody?
Riders.
Yeah.
Anybody. Well, really.
I mean, it's going to happen. You just talked about why.
Yeah.
All the horses that are out there and coming, people, somebody needs to ride them.
Yeah.
We got to do something. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not going to do nothing in the next 2 years to service that amount of horses.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to change there.
Yeah.
LegacySales.com.
Yeah. Well, and the problem is, like we talked before, I mean, I think, so we have 150. I think we would be more efficient at 75 with all the money that is available to win now. It's not like it used to be. It's not really like you ever were making any money in the training anyway, but it gives you access to horses. So the line that to find that tipping point where you're getting access to horses, but then you have too many to where you can do a good enough job.
Yeah.
And now we're on the road all the time.
Yeah. And see, that's the bigger issue to me.
And being away.
Yeah. Being away so much that, you know, how do you keep the next generation coming along, the 3-year-olds?
Yeah.
You know?
Do you take your 3-year-olds, your good ones, with you?
How can I take them everywhere? I'm already so busy with Gina and stuff and my own and stuff. And I mean, I'm 61 years old. I can't be riding 20 hours or 24 hours at a horse.
You're just a pup.
Way older.
Just a pup.
Way older than me.
But, you know, so it's hard.
How old are you?
You know what to do.
A lot younger than that.
You 56, 57?
It doesn't matter. I'm just a lot younger than that.
I think he's 4 or 5 years.
But
for sure,
56.
It is. I mean, that because I know a lot of guys. I've talked to guys. Craig Schmersal told me at one point he took his 3-year-olds everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere they go, he takes them.
Yeah. What do you think about showing in primetime finals, Dwayne? Do you do it if you only make primetime finals? Because Tom does it, and he scratches.
I have in the past. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't lately, but
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just
if I wanted to make a run for a reason, not for the 10 cents that they pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, when are they going to change that? They need to up the cash in that class.
I tried to get the NRBC board to put up like 100,000.
They wouldn't go for it?
No. No.
Was it going to be a big draw on pay-per-view?
Yeah, I know. Wasn't. And they wanted like us two or three, four old guys to talk some shit to each other and kind of build it up. Like the UFC.
Weigh-ins.
Yeah. At the way. Let's not bring that up.
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
No. My bad. That's right.
Quit smacking the table, too. Okay? Quit smacking the table. That.
Yeah. Don't do weigh-ins at the horse show.
Yeah. You think you'll have anything for the claiming class, Dwayne, at the NRBC?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we talked about that in Jason's episode, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen
an watch the show.
He's never seen an episode of the show.
No,
not
one time.
He's never seen. Nobody watches the show. We do it for fun.
I'm sorry.
He's never watched the show.
Dwayne, it's okay. Nobody watches the show. We do it for fun.
I'm going to do it, Jason.
Elizabeth.
It hurts my heart.
Yeah. I was heartbroken.
We made fun of Jason on camera for doing that.
Yeah, you don't look back at the judges when they don't mark you exactly what you think.
Shit,
you
when he
scored,
walks out of the pen marking a 226, he's shaking his head. Yeah. No. We this horse was leaning.
Yeah.
He's unhappy every time he shows.
That's not true.
Yes, he is.
No.
He's lying right now.
I would say
you mark a 231, win the fraternity,
and I was happy, son of a bitch.
Oh, you were?
Yep.
Oh, I thought he could have done something better.
I would say you are
right. I just can't remember.
Yeah, Gunny, you are 96.5% correct.
I'm closer to right than I am wrong.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, Dwayne, how's your horse ride?
It's okay.
Yeah.
So, like, man, he looked really good.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Man, he just really stopped really big.
Looked like he stopped and won there, Dwayne.
It's okay.
He's leaning a little low left.
Sorry, I can't help it. I can't help it. You can't smack me because there's a camera rolling.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. No, I think for sure, famous for that.
Yeah.
Famous for that.
Yeah.
Never. I've never heard him say, man, this thing feels great. You say it all the time.
Oh, dude, you should.
You ask Gunny. You go to the horse show. How are they riding, Gunny? Great,
dude. Got the best one I've ever had this year.
Yeah,
best one ever, Tom. I'll bring him over.
Yeah,
I did bring him over. You just weren't there.
When have I ever? Really?
Yeah,
I felt like I'm always there.
Yeah, was it Friday morning? I brought him over Friday morning at 7 o'clock. I was at your place Friday morning 7, riding my 3-year-old.
Oh, I went to Florida.
Yeah, you were gone.
I told your help. I was riding a 4-year-old chromed out Mercedes.
Was Cade there?
No.
No, because Cade left.
No, he was packing.
Poor, right?
Ah, gotcha. Why did you come to my house?
Because I picked up Pee-wee and I brought him to the vet, and I wanted to ride my 3-year-old there, my next generational talent 3-year-old that doesn't have Gunner on the papers.
What is it?
It's amazing. It's a Walla Walla out of a Dunnett mare. Very nice.
Could be an Outcross.
Yeah.
Well, to some extent, but... I rode him at your place. He was amazing. All of your help stopped what they were doing. We're going,
oh my God. What was that?
I can't work. I have to watch.
I can't believe it. Got a video?
Yeah, I got a video.
Is he for sale?
No.
Oh. NFS.
And I don't want to see the video.
Yeah, no. We'll care then.
Well, don't you worry. You'll see him.
No.
You'll see him.
What do you got for 3-year-olds? You like your 3-year-olds?
I do. Yeah.
Tell us about them.
Three deep?
But hey, before you get started, Brian Bell told us he had one he thought was pretty special before the springtime.
Yep.
When we shot the show, and he won the fraternity on her. I don't want to jinx it for you, but he predicted his own future. You got one that's pretty special?
That's not a jinx. That's like a
manifestation.
We could make that happen. Dwayne, right. What I'm telling you is we could make that happen for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Gunny.
Yeah. You got one?
We'll see. So I have a couple I like. Yes.
What do you got?
I have 4 Spook Scott Whistles. I've got a Walla.
Out of what kind of mare?
It's out of a wimpy mare that's out of a Shiner.
Is he nice?
He can do some stuff.
Can be study pretty, or?
No, not anymore.
Yeah. Need to be a geld.
Yeah, they're all geld.
Yeah, you're a big fan of gelding.
Yeah, I am right now. I'm too old to ride a stud anymore. I'm done with them. I don't ever want to get on a stud.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. I don't want to ride a stud anymore. Why do I want to bang around and cripple myself beating them things up?
Yeah, I get it.
You know, I mean, unless they're super kind.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I ride the whiskey stud. I mean, he's like a gelding.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
I mean, but
do you raise them or buy them?
What's that?
The horses, the 3-year-olds.
Oh, they're.
What else could I have been talking about? Help me, help me. What else could I have been talking
about? Help me.
We've kind of been bouncing different directions. So yeah, we're catching him on all fronts here. It's normal. Yeah. It's okay.
Raise them?
XCS, we bought a couple, and they've raised a couple. And then I have some more from Roxanne. And then I also own a mare. I bought myself a Spook Scott Whiz mare.
Cool. So you buy them as yearlings or...
Yearlings.
2-year-olds. Because it's so freaking hard to buy.
We don't buy anything that's been rode.
Yeah.
It's been so hard.
You do it all yourself.
We buy yearlings.
We don't trust anybody.
No, we would, but just that's what we did.
We trust no one. No, no one has the program that I have, Dwayne Latimer.
No, that's not true. Oh. It's just I suck at catch riding, so I got to. And do a little deal.
And you can't
suck at catch riding. Come
you
on.
Can't buy them. I mean, you just can't buy them. I mean, we've said it before. Somebody can be living in a trailer house and driving a 10-year-old truck. They're not going to sell you their best 3-year-old.
They're not for sale.
Not for sale.
That used to be different.
Used to be tremendously different.
Yeah.
I remember in the days of Tim used to go buy the best one every year. And you could do it. You can't do it anymore.
No.
There's too much money to be won.
Yeah. Yeah. And
thing is, the people at those days were, okay, this is my chance to cash out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, okay, maybe my trainer doesn't win, but I'll still get a bunch of money for that horse.
You'll cash out his 3-year-old year, his 4-year-old year, his 5-year-old year.
If he's any good.
And more than that, I think
that's what changed everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And more than that, the best one every year back then used to stand out. You knew that was the best one. Now there's 50 of those ones. Like now you're guessing, how good can I make this one? How good is he going to be? Is he going to show? Is he going to, I mean, the most nervous I am is the first time I walk in the pen on one. If I like it, if I don't like it, I don't care. But if I do like it, I'm nervous because I don't want him to go in there and not horse show. Because then you walk out scratching your head. Like, we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how often does it happen if it's out of a true mother?
Good mare.
True, good mare.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's the whole thing anymore.
I agree, but.
You can ride 10 horses every day, 10 3-year-olds. And you could pretty much pick the top five, no matter what they look like, by going with their mother's dip.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's so true.
Well, we're getting low on time, so I actually wanted to bring up a topic in front of Dwayne because I know how humble he is. I thought I'd just put him on the spot. And me and Tom have had this argument several times before, and it's something that drives me crazy as a fan of reining, but I think people like Dwayne Latimer belong in the NRHA Hall of Fame. And there's a list of criteria. I'm sorry, Dwayne, but there's a list of criteria in what it takes to be in the NRHA Hall of Fame that's going to keep you from being a Hall of Fame member, unless you talk to me.
For now.
Unless you talk to me, because I think your influence in the industry has been far more massive than the bullet points that are on that sheet of paper for criteria. And I think that way for several horse trainers, actually, but... You would be at the top of the list. I mean, Todd Bergen would be another one that would be at the top of that list. So to tell you that legendary, to make a point that legendary is not full of shit. I'm not full of shit. I'm sincere when I say it. So.
And what is the criteria that keeps him out?
I don't remember, but it's like contributions to your association, yes. Like being involved on committee. They consider that being involved on committees. But to me, contribution to the association is the amount of people that he has influenced to be in this association.
Right.
I mean, there's thousands of people that just speak Italian that are influenced by him. They don't even speak English that he's made an influence on.
Hundreds.
Tens of ones of dozens.
Yeah.
A couple guys over there that like it.
And then you figure out all the ones he actually chased away, and it's kind of a like, eh.
I guess what I'm saying though is I think that those criteria they almost look down upon what you've accomplished in this business. They don't want just winners in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and that's fair. They have a criteria. Their job is to fill it how they decide they want to.
Well, and this is partially my platform to reach several people that say, I think people like Dwayne Latimer belong in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just my moment to say it out loud in front of, not just arguing with Tom, because Tom, whenever I have this argument with him, he's like, you're fucking stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. He says it all the time. He doesn't agree with
me. Are you kidding me, Dwayne Latimer? No, he ain't that good.
I'm just teasing. But no,
it's a good point because I have not been part of anything to do with
it. Yeah, but it shouldn't have anything to do with it. Shouldn't have anything to do with it.
I mean, up north, before I came south, I started up lots of associations and stuff, and reining and stuff.
But it shouldn't have anything to do with it. No, you know,
it's their criteria.
Nobody, okay, you're a hockey guy. Nobody in the Hockey Hall of Fame served on the hockey board of
You're right.
But you have to be retired before they get turned in. That's why Yammer Yager is not in the Hall of Fame because he's playing overseas still.
Well, you're close.
51.
You're getting there. Yeah. You're because I can tell by your voice you're putting your toe in the water. What are you gonna do?
You're gonna go back to
this is what I want to know.
Are you kidding? Yeah. The food's good there.
Yeah. This is what I want to know. What's it look like for you? Ten years from now.
10 years? Well, who the hell knows? Hopefully I'm alive.
If you're alive.
Yes, let's just say.
If you're alive,
Dwayne,
you're still upright.
I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, riding five horses a day?
Riding your own? In 10 years, no.
Riding one of your own?
In 10 years?
Yeah. Riding one of your own in Montana in the snow going, God damn, Wendy, I'm tired of this snow. I can't get this horse broke. This snow is keeping me from getting it broke.
Where's my skid steer?
I'm going to go cut some wood. You're going to be cutting wood for fun in 10 years. Yeah, no. Sorry, we keep interrupting you. Damn it. Okay.
Well, who knows? I don't know. I really don't. I'm not going to show forever. That's all I know.
Yeah.
No, because we've talked about that, though. Yeah. Like, as far as, I mean, we enjoy what we're doing. We like riding horses. And yeah. When you start to think about maybe you won't do it, it just doesn't seem right.
No.
I'm always going to want to be training.
Yeah, oh, I don't mind. And I'll still train forever. I'm just not going to show forever.
Yeah.
Because at some point, your balance, your things don't cooperate.
Yeah, but we're doing yoga, remember?
Okay.
You know, it's pretty tough, so that helps. Still. Helps with the balance.
Well, I want you to know, I mean, as you get up there in age, a famous Dwayne Latimer saying, you probably should apply it a little bit. When you think you're going fast, well, you should go gear faster.
Probably. Could be.
Huh?
Could be. Huh? We'll see.
We're going to be by that end gate at the old Scottsdale going, come on, Dwayne.
You're going to be there?
Yeah, heck okay, yeah.
All right, good deal.
I'm going to be there in flip-flops and shorts.
Yeah, I need a little coaching on the side, so it'll be
good. You know what? Somebody as qualified and as awesome and as unbelievable and as great as me will be right there for you to tell you how to do it exactly the way you need to.
And you're loud enough, I'll hear you, so it's all good.
Yeah. And Gunny's... He's one of the best I've ever seen as far as
I have no
being
doubt.
Loud. Oh, yeah.
Being loud.
Loud and, yes. I mean, like telling people how good he is. Yes. I've never seen anybody better.
No.
Yeah, he's pretty special.
Sorry, I can't help it.
No, I.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got some new blades, I tell you.
Blades? What are blades?
Irons.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You call them blades.
Well, they're bladed irons. Small, little, compact, hard ones to hit. Hit them good, though. Let's go golf tomorrow. You want to go golf?
I can't golf tomorrow. I can golf this weekend.
I've never golfed. I don't know how to golf.
That's the best time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, see, they say that. They're always trying to get you to go when you don't know how to play. I don't get
that. That's the best time.
That can't be fun to go with people that can't play. It is
absolutely fun. You have no expectation. You just whack the ball. No.
Yeah. I think it would ruin your guys' run.
It would not.
No, it wouldn't. Where do you
play?
Up at Rock Creek.
Oh, you're still playing up there.
Ah,
okay.
I'll come here to pick you up.
That's the thing about golf. It doesn't matter. If you suck, but we like you, it's fun.
It's still fun.
If you're great and we hate you, not fun.
No, that's pretty fun because they make fun of you. Pretty tough to be around sometimes.
What?
Pretty tough to be around sometimes on the golf course.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It doesn't matter. I got a t-shirt.
It doesn't matter. Hey. I'm kind of impressed by the shirt.
Yeah, I am too. And I'm
that like, hasn't been woked yet.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of...
Dude, we used to do giveaways and stuff. We don't do that anymore.
No.
Well, why not?
Because I don't feel like anybody was watching the show.
Oh, that's right.
We have a hard time getting inventory to give away.
I'll give this shirt away. I'll sign it. You just got to be a little larger human being.
Just slightly used, right?
It's just been used one time.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think we should make some. Tommy's pretty good around the hole. Jason told Tommy's pretty good around the hole, referring to golf. Jason said that on camera.
Yeah,
we got to get him a t-shirt.
You know, Tom's pretty good around the holes.
somewhere, some gal's going to want to buy that shirt right off your back, but the downside is that's going to be a big gal.
Hey, a fan is a fan.
Hey, no, that's fat. You don't want to be shaming anybody right now.
You freaking shame me every day.
Well, you're a guy.
No, I don't. It's just been this last week. It's just been this last week, right? Just about.
He gets more offended by it than any woman I've ever met. Trust me.
And I wasn't shaming you. It's just more your diet. Your idea that your diet is actually helping you.
Oh, we're back on this.
Hey, you know what? I felt like I was hungry at least once a day, and that's a diet to me. Anyway, well, Dwayne, thanks for coming.
Always all right, fun, guys. Man. Thanks.
Good Appreciate to see
it.
You.
Appreciate right. it.
Be good.
Good luck in Scottsdale. I need we'll be rooting for you.
Don't weaken it. Because I always have that cushion. I think if Dwayne can still do it, I still have a few more years in there where I can do it.
So you've already qualified for the million.
I haven't. What?
You've already qualified for the million in the past. I haven't.
Yeah, but you showed in it.
That's true.
Yeah, well, because they let me, the old guy got it the first time.
No, they let you show because you're good, because you're Dwayne Latimer.
That's right.
Because I was second last.
Yeah, but that was just one show. You were
But you were last.
Yeah, but you were.
Yeah, that's true. I was happy about that.
Hey, you were 11th place. You were just one place out of the top 10.
Who was last?
Matt Mills.
Yeah.
He was the last cowboy.
So, hey.
That's you. Put that there. On a t-shirt. since the last time you were here, I got a new title down here on my block of letters that they put up when they introduce us, Million Dollar Rider.
Yeah.
Not to talk about myself anymore, but
that was pretty cool.
I just thought I'd shoot that in there and talk about
pretty
myself.
Cool. Yeah.
I learned it all from Tom. Yeah. I mean, I learned how to talk about myself from him.
All right, thanks everybody.
All right, see you guys.
Grow the show.